Hi everyone, it's Jo. Happy New Year. Oh, sorry. I've had a cold again and still clinging on but getting shut of the thing, but it hasn't stopped me enjoying Christmas. So I wanted to pop on and, I don't know, just do a bit of a recap over the year really. And I know, firstly, that some of my friends have had a pretty tough 2014 for one reason or another. Some have lost loved ones, some have lost good friends, and some have just had a generally tough time from, now and again. So I'm really hoping that 2015 brings you health, happiness, and where necessary, prosperity, I guess. But yeah, I hope it's a good one, and time to put the past behind you and make good memories, I guess. So 2014 for us was a bit of a weird one, I guess. It was a good one in a lot of ways. I was a waitress twice on Dining in the Dark. I did my first singing weekend, which took me completely out of my comfort zone, but was really good, and I met some lovely people. I did Calvert Trust with Robin Jodie and More Vision. I got to abseil and do a zip wire and lots of other things, and again met lots of lovely people. We did Ashbury Manor and I got to shoot an air rifle, which was great, so another ambition fulfilled. I did my ice bucket challenge. In fact, all three of us did that in August to raise money for Motor Neurones, which is a charity that's close to my heart because we lost my cousin in his 40s to motor neurones disease, so a well worthwhile charity to support. We launched VITalk last January, so it is officially a year old. Well, Facebook and Twitter is. The Audio Boom channel, or as it was then, Boo, was launched on the 1st of March officially. And it has grown brilliantly, and again, got to interview some brilliant people and meet some brilliant people, quite a few of whom have become friends, which is lovely. So onwards and upwards with VITalk, lots of good stuff for 2015. And looking forward to that. What else? Trying to think. Ah, of course, Jeff and Laurie came down to Tynmouth, and so did Steve as well. But Jeff and Laurie came all the way over from America, so fantastic to meet all of them. And it was an absolutely brilliant weekend, and looking forward to when we can do that again in the future. But lastly, and most importantly, I guess, is that we moved into our new home. We moved in on the 22nd of November, so we've been in just over a month, and it's still chaos because we just have so much stuff. Honestly, we're real hoarders, but we're getting there. And we sat down and ate Christmas dinner at a table and chairs, which was at a table, should I say, not a table, on the chairs, which was nice because that was something we didn't think we'd be able to do. I'll gradually get in the house sorted. It's lovely and warm, and I won't go on about that because you've all heard me rattle on, but it was nice to have our first Christmas in our new home. And I have to say a special thank you. Sorry, little person wanted me, although she's not so little now. Jodie is officially the same height as me, bar half an inch, which is a bit depressing, to be honest. She's growing up fast. But yeah, I was going to say I have a special thank you to... Oh, the cat and the dogs. Nope. Interfering. I have a big thank you to some friends. They'll know who they are, who have been very supportive in lots of different ways throughout 2014. I've been immensely helpful, and without them, the move would not have gone as smoothly. And everything since the move as well, and Christmas. So a big thank you. I hope they all know who they are. People who helped us move, people who've helped us in lots of other ways. I don't want to mention any names and put people on the spot or embarrass them. They will know who they are, but without them, we wouldn't have had such an easy move and such a good Christmas. So a big thank you to them. And thank you to everyone for listening, really, to my little ramble. But onwards and upwards, I'm looking forward to 2015. We've got a few things to get straight and get sorted. And I'm not saying it's going to be... an easy year, because obviously with the move there's still financial implications from that. But Jodie is going to France in February for a few days with school. She's a bit up and down. She's one of her friends is going, so that should be a good do. Looking forward to catching up with lots of friends. I know already of a few that are coming down to Tynmouth at various times, so that's going to be an absolute ball. Looking forward to that immensely. And whatever else the year throws at us, I'm sure we'll all deal with it as we do. And hopefully with you know, strength and humour and everything else. But thanks for listening, and thanks for being with me on my journey throughout 2014, and for listening to my rambles on Audioboo and wherever else you follow me, whether that's Facebook, occasional posts on Twitter, but not much. But I wish you all a really, really happy 2015, and I will speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.